Every year it happens. Easter Sunday is the biggest day on the church calendar. Packed pews, extra chairs in the aisles, families you haven't seen since Christmas. The worship team brings their best. The message is on point. The coffee is fresh. It feels like momentum. Then the next Sunday comes. If you've been in church leadership for more than a year, you know what I'm talking about. The crowd thins. The visitors don't return. It's easy to get discouraged during this time. But remember, Easter visitors are not lost causes. They showed up for a reason. Maybe it was family obligation. Maybe it was a spiritual stirring. Maybe they're just in a season of looking for something. Whatever brought them through the door, they came. And that means the door is open at least a little. The question isn't whether those people will come back on their own. They probably won't. The question is whether your church has a plan to reach back. Start by organizing what you have. Before you do anything else, take a little time to get your data in order. If you collected visitor information on Easter with connection cards, a sign-in sheet, or a digital form, get those people into your church management system now, while it's fresh. Create a visitor group in your database and add every Easter guest to it. This one simple step gives you a list you can actually work with, and it means no one slips through the cracks simply because their name stayed on a paper card that got buried on someone's desk. If you're not sure how to set that up, it's easier than you think. In church apps, you can create a group called Easter Visitors 2026. Add your contacts and have a ready-made list for follow-up in just a few minutes. Follow-up doesn't have to be complicated. Once your visitors are in a group, reaching them is simple. A personal message in the days after Easter goes a long way. Not a mass email blast that tells them, "You're on our list now," but a real note. Something that says, "We noticed you were here. We're glad you came. There's more here for you if you want it." You can send that message directly to your visitor group without hunting down individual contact information one by one. Connection is the next step, not commitment. One of the biggest mistakes churches make after Easter is asking too much too soon. Visitors aren't ready to join, volunteer, or give. But most of them are open to a conversation, a dinner, a casual group. The goal in the weeks after Easter is to create one more reason for someone to come back. If your church uses small groups, this is the moment to make them visible and accessible. Put the list on your website. Make it easy for someone who's curious to take the next step. The resurrection is the beginning, not the ending. We sometimes treat Easter like the climax of the church year, the big event we've been building toward. But the resurrection wasn't the end of the story. It was the launch of something. The disciples didn't go home after the empty tomb. They went out. The people who visited your church on Easter Sunday are part of that continuing story. Some of them are closer to faith than you think. They just need someone to keep the door open a little longer. You don't need a perfect follow-up strategy. You need a willing one. Church Apps gives your church free tools to manage your people, communicate with visitors, and organize your groups, so you can spend less time on software and more time on the people who showed up. Learn more at churchapps.org.